Like, why don't you ask me about your mother? Is your mother alive? So Amalei, he asked him like that, true. Ima Kayem, is my mother alive? Or Amalei Abakayim went back to the first thing and said, what about your father? So in other words, really what happened was both his father and his mother was Nifta, was Mace already, died already. So he didn't want to say it out, he said it like this. So Mace was like this. Amalei told him, Lishamei, so Rabchia told his Shamish, one who was taking care of him, a servant, Cholutz li manoli, take off my shoes. For hoylech acharai kli lebeis amechitz. And right after he sat shiva for a few minutes, he said right away, take my pants, take my clothing to the beis amechitz, to take a shower, take a bath. So what do you see? The Gemara says, shom shmamina tlas. From here we learn out three halachas. Shmamina tlas. Shmamina ovel osa benilas asandal. That's one halacha. And ovel tank is not allowed to wear shoes. Because as soon as he found out about the Shmua, that his mother and his father was mace, he right away took off his shoes. Ushmamina Shmua Rechoika Einon Heges Elu Yemechot. And we see here that a Shmua Rechoika is only negay for one day, and even one day doesn't mean a whole day. Ushmamina Miksas Hayom Kukula. We also see from here Miksas Hayom Kukula that he wasn't noig the whole day, he was only noig a little bit. So this was the kasha that before we said Rabbi Yachiyah holds that you have to sit 7 days in Shleshim, even on the Shmur Rechoikom. And here the Mice was with Rabbi Yachiyah, that when he heard about his own brother and own sister, a Shmur Rechoikom, you only sat just one day, that's all. So Gemara says there's no kasha. Rabbi Yachiyah Lechud and Rabbi Yachiyah Lechud, they're two different people. Enoch Nami. Rabbi Yachiyah, before he was machmir upon himself, that he was noig shiva and shloshim even on a shmua rechayka, but according to Rabbi Chiya, he holds no. On a shmua rechayka, all you have to be noig is just 1 hour. We saw just a mix of sayyim kukuloi that helps. And the chur even by Oviviyim also is brought down the locha that way, that you only have to be noig one day if you have a shmua rechayka. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yosi bar Avin, Shoma shmua kroiva beregel. Let's say during regular you heard about that the mace was nifta 28 days ago. So far when you heard it, it was within the 30-day range. But ulamoitsoi heregel nasas rechayka. But when would you start sitting shiva? First after Yom Tov. Now after Yom Tov, 7 days later, it's after already 30 days from the kfura, from when it was mace. So loch is the shal now oiloloi v'ena noig elu yoymechad. Now shal is alocha that the regal health. And since your first one is sitting shiva now, after the regal, which is after Shloshim Yoim, so it has a loch like a Shmua Rechoika, that you only have to be noig Yoim Echad, that's all. Tony Rabbi Ado Dimin Kisri, Kaimed Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Ado Dimin Kisri learned it from Rabbi Yechanan, Shoma Shmua Kareva B'Shabbos. Let's say somebody heard about that his mace was Nifta 29 days ago, and he first heard about it now on Shabbos. Or the 30th day, Ulamaitsoy Shabbos is Nasas Rechaika. Now it's the end of the 30 days now, Ulamaitsoy Shabbos. Now this would be the time to start to sit the Shiva. And right now, Ulamaitsoy Shabbos is after Shleshim ready. The locher is Eina Noigel Yoymechon. Hey, you don't go bossa when you heard about it. Because since you heard about it during the regal or us on Shabbos, that you can't start to sit Shiva only on Ulamaitsoy Shabbos. And at that time now, Ulamaitsoy Shabbos is already 30 days after the Kfura happened. After it was mace, so halacha is it's called like a shemur rechayka, and you only have to be there just yom echad, one day or 1 hour, as long as you sit shiva a little bit. Now the Gemara asks the shayla, kareya e'ena kareya. In such a case, when you have a shemur rechayka, that you don't have to sit shiva, but you have to rip your clothing or not. Are you mechuyev to rice kriya or not? If you heard about, let's say, your father or your mother was mace 30 days ago, do you have to rip your clothing now or not? So it's a machlekes. Rabbi Mani Omar Eino Kareya, you don't have to rip your clothing. That's Talocha. Rabbi Chaninu Omar Kareya, Rechina says, yes, you do have to rip your clothing. You have to rise Kriya. Even though you first heard about it after Shleshim, still you have to rise Kriya when you first hear about it. You have to rip your clothing. Omar Le Rabbi Mani Le Rabbi Chanina. Bishleim Le Didi, it's good according to me that says you don't have to rip your clothing. Tiamina Eino Kareya, I say you don't have to rip your clothing. Hainu Deloi Iko Ave Le Shiva. There's no din avelus of seven. Since there's no din avelus of sitting shiva, therefore you do not have to rip your clothing. But according to you, the Amarta that you say, Kareya, you do have to rip your clothing. The Gortzakasha, Kriya b'loy shiva miika? Do we ever find a case that you have to rip your clothing even though you're not sitting shiva? Like l'chura shiva and kriya totally zev is there? So since we're saying now that a shemua rechayka, you do not have to sit shiva, l'chura the locha shibi, you do not have to rise kriya either. So Mora says v'loy, like what's such a kasha? Is it true? You never find something like this. For your Tony, we learned like this. E.C. Avuad Rabbi Zera. For Yarmulah, and some say Achvad Rabbi Zera. It was the brother of Rabbi Zera, Kaim of Rabbi Zera, in front of Rabbi Zera. That me, Shein Loi, Cholok Lekroya. Let's say somebody, when he has to start to sit Shiva, he doesn't have a clothing to rip. Could be the case where right now he's borrowing somebody else's clothing, and he doesn't have a right to rip it. So he could say he doesn't have any clothing to rip. But his Daman Loi Betech Shiva, and then later, in the middle of the Shiva, he gets some clothing. The locher is Kareya. He's allowed to rip his clothing then, even though he only has like two more days to go. What about Lacha Zayin? Let's say he first gets his own pair of clothing after he's sit Shiva. Ain't a Kareya. He doesn't have to rip. But the Gemara says that only Reb Zera Basra. Reb Zera said after this and learned like this, Bamed Devor Mamurim. When was this said that if you first get your own pair of clothing after Shiva, that you do not have to rip them? That's only Bechamisha Meisei Mitzvah. That's only your other five Kareyim, your son, your daughter, your brother, your sister, your wife. Avol Alodiv Yalimoi, or on your father, or on your mother, Kareya Vahilach. Even after Shiva, you first get your own pair of clothing, your own suit back. After Shiva, you have to rip it. So you see, it's shaykh to make a Kareya, even though you're not sitting Shiva. So Gemara answers, Kitanya Hilach Void Avivimoi. That's a different halacha over there. The reason why you have to rip your clothing over there is not as Iker Hadid Hilchas Kareya, but it's new halacha Mishum like to give covet to Avivimoi. And Lechur, what I mean to say is that there's a chiluk, that over here that you were sitting Shiva, so since you really sat Shiva, there was a chiyuv kriya upon you. So on your own father and mother, even later, you still you have to do it to shum kavod of avimai. But it could be the loch is by a shmur rechayka, that if you first hear about it after 30 days, that bechla you did not have a loch of sitting Shiva, so nechnam in such a case, there would not be a loch, you did not have to rise kriya either. Yeah, Mora says, Vaita, Tana Rabbon, look at a price like this. Koloma b'pashas kahanim. All the kravim, the relatives that it says in the Inyan by a kahanim, pashas kahanim, that means shekoin metamalehem, that a koin is allowed to be metamah. Because even though a koin has an issim d'iraisa not to touch your mace, not to go near a mace, not to become tummy, but by his seven kravim, he's allowed to go to Leviathan to be mesasik with the kvura. Is ovil mesablaleim. And these seven people who are in the din of avelus, that a person has to sit shiva for these seven kravim. V'yelu hein, what are the seven kravim? Ishtoi, if your wife is mace, oviv, your father, v'imoy, your mother, ochiv, your brother, v'chos, your sister, v'noy, your son, ubito, your daughter. That's what it says in the Pasha, b'kahanim, that the kahanim allowed to be matam to these people, who are then every person has the chiv to sit shiva for any one of these kravim. Alright, turn over. And then the Bryce goes on and says, so you see for Yalehin, we add to this cloud these seven Kroivim, Ochiv Yachoisai Habsulam Imoi. Ochiv means your brother, even though it was only from the same mother, not from the same father. Relsvi Yachoisai, your sister also from the same mother, even though she's a Psula. In other words, what the Torah says directly by a Kohen is talking about is she's your sister from the same father and the same mother. But if it's only from the same mother, that's Hoisiful, even though it doesn't say it in the Kroah like this. Now, who are then your sister, if she's married, whether it's the same sister from your father and mother, or only from your mother, you also have to ribui. Because the pasuk is only mashma when she's a psula, when she's not married yet. But when she's married, the psukim are not mashma that. So that's called oisiful, the brais sadash is the same. Even your sister, when she's married, she also, the din avelus, when she's mace, you have to sit shiva for her. Then goes vital kishem shem mesabel alayim. The same way, if one of these are mace, you have to sit shiver for them. Kach mesabel ashniim shlehem divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds the second one from them also you have to sit shiver for. That means, like Rashi says, avi oviv. Just like you have to sit shiver for your father, who would then if your grandfather, if your father's father is mace, you also have to sit shiver. Same thing if your mother's a father is mace. Who would then if your son's son is mace? Or then if your sister's son is mace. is any time you have to be sit shiva for one of these seven krovim, their children or their parents also you have to sit shiva for. That's what the Bekiva Shita is. We'll soon see the halacha, we don't hold like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Einem Misabel Ella Al Ben Benoi V'Alevi Yoviv. The only two people you have to do for the Shniim is only for your grandson or else for your grandfather. But for the other ones, for your mother or for your sister, your brother, you don't have to go upwards or go downwards. For Chachomu Omer Nechom say, Kol Shem Misabel Olov Misabel Imoi. Anytime somebody is sitting Avelis, you sit Avelis with them. We'll soon see what that means. So the Havimina Gemara is Chachomim Hainu Tanakama. The Havimina is that this is the Tanakama of Rabbi Shimon, which is Rabbi Kiva. Now the Chur, they mean to say that whenever you have to sit Shiva, let's say for your sister, and your sister is sitting Shiva for a son, you also have to sit Shiva for them. So it's a mashma about the Tanakama. So the Gemara says, no, Ika Benav, there's a difference. Ima Babayis. There's a difference. You only have to sit Shiva according to his Chachomim when your wife is sitting Shiva. Or when your sister is sitting shiva in front of them, you have to be like sitting shiva by being a novel. But not in front of them, you don't have to. Like Rashi says, the Tanakhama Rashi says, Loi boyi shei oviv, oi b'no ima v'bayis, v'yashivim mechom and boyi ima v'bayis. The Chom say, no, you have to have this person sitting in front of you, then you have to sit shiva. Like we'll soon see. Like the Gemara says, Ki ha di omalei rav l'chi abrei. Like Rav told his son Chia, v'chein omalei Rav Huna l'Rabba Brei. And the same thing that Rav Huna told his son Rav like this, that the apa noiga velusa, like in front of your wife. If your wife is sitting shiva in front of her, you also have to be noig shiva. But lo yapa, not in front of her, lo sinog avelusa, you don't have to sit shiva like. Rashi says biyapa means the isasoch kishi avelo when she's novel. When your wife sits shiva in front of her, you also have to be noig avelus. But shaloi b'fonav, you don't have to be noig avelus. So that's the difference. It's not mamash like the Tanakhama of Reb Shimon. It's a middle pshara that only in front of your wife or in front of your father do you have to sit shiva. Mor says now marukva shochiv lei bar chamua. Marukva, his shver's son was nifter. In other words, his wife's brother was Nifter. So Mazutra thought that he has to sit Shiva and Shleishim also. Izor Rav Huna Lagabe, so Rav Huna went to visit him. Ashkeche, he met him. Omale, he told to him, Tzudinaisa Boyas Lamechel, like you Bedavka want to eat this food that the oval eats. In other words, what are you doing? You're not going to have to be an oval. Loy Omru Lechvoid Ishtoi Elo Choma Vechamoisoi. That's what we say if your wife is sitting Shiva. That as covered ishto, you should also be noik avelus with her. That's only if your wife is sitting shiva for her father or for her mother. But here that she was only sitting shiva for her brother, there's no halacha the husband has to sit shiva in front of her also. The Tanya will learn like this: Mi shemeis chama v'chamoisei. If somebody shiver his father-in-law or mother-in-law was meis. In other words, his wife is sitting shiva and a rishoy halacha ves ishto. He can't force his wife. Lias kecheles to put on like makeup, lias pakeses to make a hair, elokoyfe mitosai. He has to turn over his bed, v'noig imo avelus, and he has to be noig with her avelus. So mashma, just like she's noig avelus, he also has to be noig avelus. V'chein he, the same thing the opposite way. Shemeis chamiyoi chamois, if the wife is a father-in-law or mother-in-law was mace. In other words, the husband's father or mace, or a mother was mace. Is the wife also has to sit shiva in front of a husband? Is any reshur lias kechelas lepakesis? She also can't put on makeup now in front of him or make a hair. Ela koyfe mitosai. She has to also turn over a bed for neheges imoy avelus, and she has to be laying with the husband avelus in front of him. This is one brisa. Now v'tani the learned another brisa like this. Aval pi shomu, even though it was said any reshur loch vasishta lias kechelas. Lias pakesis, even though you can't force your wife to put on makeup, or to make a hair, the Yemes Omru was said though that Mazegas Lias Akois, she's allowed to pour for you the cup of wine, or Matsoyas Lemita, she's allowed to make the bed for you, or Matsoyas Leponoviot of Raglev, and she can wash your hands and face. So Hurakashin Adodi Tastira. Here it says that when your wife is sitting Shiva, she's allowed to make the bed for you. Mashma, you're allowed to sleep normally. You don't have to be noig avelus, turn the bed upside down. And before we had that, when your wife is sitting shiva, the husband also has to have a kfiyas amita, turn over his bed.
Elolav Shemamina isn't this a proof that Kan Bechomer Bechamoisoi, Kan Beshak Roivim Shemamina. So when do we say the husband has to also sit Shiva? That's if his wife is sitting Shiva for her father or for her mother. When it's for your father-in-law, your mother-in-law, then you have to be Noig Shiva with your wife, Noig Avelis. But when your wife is only sitting for other Karevim, for her brother or sister, then the husband does not have to be Noig Avelis even in front of her. Tanya Namayachim would not like this also. Loi Omru Lechvoid Ishtoi Ela Chama V'Chamoy Sivavad. That will be said in front of your wife, you have to be Noig Avelis. That's only if your wife is sitting Shiva for her father or for her mother. Ameymar, his grandson was mace. Is Korea light? So he writes Korea for that. Also, Bray, then his own son came in front of him. Korabiape, he writes Korea a second time in front of his son. Like he had a bigger Agmas Nefer seeing his son right now, so he writes Korea, he ripped his clothing again. Itcher now reminded himself to Miyushev Korah that when he ripped, he was sitting. So come, he got up, Korah Miyumad. He got up and he ripped the third time like when he was standing now. In other words, Allah is, you have to rise, Korea, rip your clothing when you're standing. Omle Ravash Lameimer. So Ravash, yes, Lameimer. Korea dim umad minolon. How do we know this Allah? That the Korea has to be standing up. How do we know it? The Pasuk says, Vayokun Iyo Vayikres Miloi. That Iyo got up and he ripped his clothing. You see, clearly, a Korea has to be standing up.